and are the air engineers were immediately dispatched to assess the situation, and the affected section has been closed to all traffic, secured with appropriate warning signage and safety barricades, and declared unsafe for crossing by both motorists and pedestrians, said Mr. Mloa in a statement issued to RCV News and Lusaka today. Mr. Mloa further stated that to restore connectivity and ensure continued traffic movement, the RDA will install an Acro Bridge over the washed away section to provide a temporary but safe crossing. In addition, a temporary 1.5 kilometer detour will be established to facilitate traffic flow during the bridge installation works. He has advised all road users to strictly follow traffic instructions and diversion signage that will be placed along the affected routes. The Zambia Police Service has recorded a total of 224 traffic accidents between December 24, 2025 at 18 hours and December 26, 2025 at 06 hours countrywide. The accidents include 23 fatal accidents, which resulted in 28 deaths, noting that there were also 31 serious accidents, leaving 64 people seriously injured, 58 slight accidents, which caused 94 injuries, and 112 accidents involved damage only. Overall, 186 casualties were recorded during this period. Zambia Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi explained that Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents, with 80 cases recorded, followed by Copperbelt province among other provinces. Most accidents were caused by human error. Excessive speed was the leading cause, accounting for 80 cases, followed by failure to keep to the near side, cutting in, and improper overtaking, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilabi further revealed that during this same period, 90 road traffic offences were recorded, amounting to 390 kwacha, 440 collected in admission of guilty fines, compared to the 2024 Christmas holiday, which recorded 123 accidents over 4 days. This year's two-day period recorded the highest number of accidents. He stated that the Zambia Police Service has noted this increase with concern and will intensify traffic enforcement, speed control, and both motorized and foot patrols during the New Year's holidays to improve road safety.
Failure to keep to the near side, cutting in, and improper overtaking. During the same period, 902 road traffic offenses were recorded, with 390,440 kwacha being raised as admission of guilt fines, compared to the 2024 Christmas holiday, which recorded 123 accidents over 4 days. This year's two-day period recorded a significantly higher number of accidents.
Agriculture expert Oliver Blair has called on government through the Ministry of Agriculture to actively engage the banking sector to ensure farmers receive their outstanding payments. His remarks follow a statement by Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Muetwa, who attributed delays in paying farmers that supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to banking procedures, dismissing claims that the new Dawn administration lacks funds to settle the payments. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Blair said that while banking processes may be contributing to the delays, government should not remain passive, but instead to follow up with banks to identify and resolve the bottlenecks, noting that farmers urgently need to be paid. Dr. Blair expressed concern that some farmers are still waiting for payment despite delivering maize to the FRA, arguing that banks are generally efficient and reliable when provided with adequate information and resources. There's need for government to follow up with the bank and confirm why the problem attributing to the delays is arising from, said Dr. Blair. Dr. Blair has, however, urged the banking sector to confirm the statement issued by Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Muetwa to come up with a solution.
With that statement the minister made, it is very important important that the Minister of Agriculture actually concerned with this issue should follow up with the banks to confirm where are the problems coming from in terms of the delays attributed to farmers' failure to be paid. And we need to know what is triggering this delay. What are the problems that the banks are facing in this case? Is it that the money given to them is inadequate, or is it that the details paid, given to them for the farmers to be paid is inadequate? So all this is the information that we need to hear. Like we've mentioned all the time, it is very important to give adequate information, especially to the farmers who are being delayed.
And the Sakabeast psychologist Happy Zulu has appealed to parents and guardians to stand close to learners who did not pass their grade 7 and grade 9 examinations, urging compassion, guidance and encouragement during what can be a difficult period. Mr. Zulu has emphasized that learners who did not perform well still have room to improve and succeed in the future. Speaking on Christian Voice Chatbox program in Saka today, Mr. Zulu said failing an exam should not be treated as the end of the road, stating that many successful people failed at some point in their lives and later went on to achieve great things. What matters most is the support learners receive afterwards, said Mr. Zulu. Mr. Zulu has encouraged families to focus on identifying challenges, creating supportive study plans and helping children rebuild confidence rather than dwelling on disappointment. He has also called on the public to refrain from mocking or shaming learners, particularly on social media platforms, as this can further tear them down. He further encouraged families to take any signs of distress seriously, offering reassurance and seeking professional help when needed. In African news, the U.S. has launched strikes against militants linked to the Islamic State group in northwestern Nigeria, where jihadists have long carried out an insurgency. Camps run by the group in Sokoto State, which lies on Nigeria's border with Niger, were hit, the U.S. military said, adding that an initial assessment suggested multiple fatalities. U.S. President Donald Trump said the Christmas Day strikes were powerful and deadly and labeled the group terrorist scam, saying it had been targeting and viciously killing primarily innocent Christians. Nigerian Foreign Minister Yusuf Maitama told the BBC it was a joint operation and had nothing to do with a particular religion. Coming up shortly, Zelensky holds new ideas on peace after talks with U.S. envoy. This and for more, stay tuned.
People are under pressure to do what their friends and other young people are doing. To protect yourself, develop a strong will and say no to harmful behavior. As a young person, protect yourself from HIV by focusing on your future and achieve your goals and avoid sex before marriage. HIV and AIDS are here and will continue spreading if you do nothing.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now, the rest of the news. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has given a positive assessment of a conversation he had with U.S. envoys on how to end the Russian-Ukraine war. Zelensky said Thursday's call with Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, which lasted nearly an hour, had yielded new ideas in terms of formats, meetings and timing on how to bring a real peace closer. He spoke thereafter giving details of an updated 20 peace plan agreed by the U.S. and Ukrainian envoys in Florida. Zelensky said he had asked Witkoff and Kushner to pass along Christmas greetings to U.S. President Donald Trump and the entire Trump family. The Kremlin said it was analyzing proposals brought back from the U.S. by a Russian envoy. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. The Road Development Agency, RDA, has cautioned the public against using the Great East Road at Kankumba Stream, about 87 kilometers from the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport roundabout, after the road was washed away by heavy rains. Agriculture expert Oliver Blair has called on government through the Ministry of Agriculture to actively engage the banking sector to ensure farmers receive their outstanding payments. And the U.S. has launched